Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical approaches and actionable tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, and a current team and leadership development workshop facilitator and executive education adjunct professor. Today, I am happy to be here because I am answering your questions. I put the call out to ask me anything about leadership, and you answered. So we're going to dive in to this episode. Think of me as your personal leadership coach. You can pick my brain. We have three questions that came in, so let's get started. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. Allie R., thank you for writing in. Allie R. wrote, asking for advice on where to start as a brand new leader. How should someone go about getting started in a new leadership position? So Allie, my approach to embracing a new leadership role, regardless of what level you may be in at, but it's all about people and performance, and in that order. As a new leader, you should start out by getting to know your team members, have one-on-one conversations with them, reach out to them. A practice that I like to do is I'll send a questionnaire out ahead of time, asking questions like, why do you like working at our company? What brings you in every day? Tell me about who you are, not just what you do. I really want to get to know my team on a personal level. And then I always offer and invite them, would you like to hear more about me? And I open up that conversation so people understand who I am and what drives me. It's my opportunity to share with them how much I care about being a leader. But you put people first. So you have one-on-ones with your team members that you're leading to know who's on your team, what capabilities you have, and most importantly, why are they there? So you can start building that collective purpose. Next is you want to get to know your peers. Very similar questions. Try to understand what their intrinsic motivation is, what drives them. Why are they there? How long have they been there? What experience do they have? What skills do they have? What complementary or supplementary skills do you have? You want to be able to set up a cooperative environment and a cooperative relationships with your peers, because most likely in team-centric environments where we work, you need to rely on each other to get work done. So once you get to know your team, once you get to know your peers, you also want to spend time one-on-one with your boss. What does success look like from their perspective? What are their expectations of you as a new leader? What do they want to see? What do they value? So that you understand now a 360 degree approach to who you're going to be involved with, who you're going to contact with, who you're going to connect with on a daily basis. And then you can move into performance. So like most organizations, big and small, you've got sales numbers, you've got key performance indicators that drive your business. So understanding where you're currently performing compared to where your team should be performing, what are those gaps? Where do you want to start? You want to start with tackling the gaps. And at the same time, you want to bring your team in to get their perspective, to get their insights on what's going on, what's wrong, what's broke, where would you start? What do you think needs to get fixed first? So now you've got this multi-avenue approach to bringing your team in, to building inclusivity, to building in participative decision-making as you understand what's going on and you're learning who's who, as well as driving your business forward, your performance forward in that environment. So understanding people, understanding performance, and then being able to share yourself. be vulnerable, be humble, find your style. So when you go in, it's easy to fall into the trap of, I'm a new leader, I need to be the best, I need to show my team everything I know. That won't go very far. Embrace humility. You are the new person. You may be responsible for leading, your team already knows that. It's in your title. You don't need to leverage that or lean on that. What you want to be able to do is admit what you don't know. Set the idea that you are open to learn from your team members who have been there, who have done that, who have the expertise. And now you're starting to gain more information. Now you're starting to gain more perspective. Now you're starting to have people contribute their voice to the conversation. And then as you sit back over this course of your first 90 days in a leadership position, now you have information to assess. If you go out and put yourself out there of, here's who I am, and I'm this leader, and I'm here to do this, and this is what I'm going to do, and here's how I'm going to do it, you're going to turn people off right away. Bring people into the fold. Find your style, find your approach, and then if you can, find a colleague of yours that you can learn from. Find a mentor that you can learn from that you want to emulate. Now you've got every aspect covered of how you're going to establish yourself as a leader, how you're going to bring your team together, and how you're going to drive performance. Ali, I hope that helped you. I appreciate you writing in. Thanks for the question. Next up, we have Bill M. Bill wrote in, I'm a high-driving, assertive person. However, I have a quick defensive response. When I'm in conversations, sometimes I find myself getting spun up and can't pull myself back. What can I do to stop myself from spiraling and keep my composure? Yeah, I struggle with this too. I've identified this early on in my career, and I've made explicit changes to increasing my emotional intelligence, understanding and increasing my self-awareness, and being able to help others with that as well. So when you find yourself with a quick defensive response, when you find yourself getting spun up, the first is to take a step back. Recognize where that's coming up, when that's coming up, and why you think that's coming up. So if you can focus on the when and the where, now you know the environment, now you know what's happening, and then you can think, is there any pattern? Is there any trend? Is there any similarity into why this keeps coming up, this response keeps coming up for me? Who else is involved? Are there any known triggers that you have? So if you think about the who, the when, the where, and then you make time to think about the why, now you're starting to intentionally raise your self-awareness. You could easily muddle through it and have the same reaction, get upset about it, and then go on the apology tour that most people, you know, could go on afterwards. But that doesn't fix the problem. Now, if you find yourself getting revved up, if you find yourself getting spun up, once you start to understand what's happening, when, where, and why, now you can start to prepare yourself for that so you can avoid that happening, or you can mitigate the impact. So if you have a difficult conversation, if you have a known event that's coming up where you've identified, I get spun up here, I get spun up at this point in time or with this person or on this topic, prepare yourself for it. You can disconnect yourself and understand, here's the emotion, acknowledge that emotion, experience that emotion, and then move through and find out and list out why or what you can do to prevent yourself from feeling that, or quickly acknowledge that feeling and move through it, right? So proactive approach, proactive coping, getting ahead of those stressors, safeguarding your time, leveraging your resources, leveraging your social network will help you stay ahead of that stress. In the moment, right? If you do all the prep work and you do all the proactive coping and you do all the initiative, and you've identified and deeply thought about where this is a problem for you, and you still find yourself experiencing that negativity and experiencing that that rush, breathing. Oxygenation of the body works. Take time to take a deep breath in, cleansing breath out, detach from the situation for a moment, put yourself in that perspective getting mode, and if you've overstepped, acknowledge it in the moment, apologize in the moment, try to clarify in the moment, but you have to be able to breathe through that situation so that your escalation of voice, your escalation of tone, your escalation of body language starts to step back. Step yourself back. That's a signal of emotional intelligence. You're going to experience what you're going to experience. You can proactively mitigate it to a certain point, but the highly emotional intelligent person will be able to acknowledge that emotion, recognize its effect on yourself, recognize its impact on others, acknowledge it verbally, and then push yourself through that situation in a manner that's more positive and proactive and productive. And then being able to have an accountability buddy, right? I've done this. I have a partner I work with. We both bounce things off each other. Hey, if you see me posturing, if you see me quick to insert, if you see my voice go up, if you see my tone shift and change, give me the signal. And we strategically sit where we can see each other and give each other that signal to be able to say, I think you're overstepping, or I recognize this is coming up for you, so you can step back. So a myriad of ways you can handle with getting spun up and preventing yourself from spiraling. Reflect, understand where your triggers are, when they are, and who they may be. Proactively cope with your stressors by safeguarding your time, empowering yourself to visualize a positive outcome, leveraging your social support network, raise your self-awareness, and get an accountability buddy. So Bill, I hope that was helpful. I hope that answered your question. Thank you so much for sending that in. The last question we have today, Rami A sent in. Rami, thank you. I found myself as a new leader, and I've got a person who is not wanting to do their best and says they feel unsupported. How should I approach this situation? So Rami, you have a person on your team who's not wanting to give their best, says they feel unsupported. How should I approach this situation? First thing, if you've ever read the book Shackleton's Way, Ernest Shackleton was a explorer of the Arctic in the early 1900s. I suggest the book. It'll help and apply to the situation. What Shackleton would do is he'd go in side by side with people who were not performing to standard or people that were struggling, and he'd get side by side with them. He'd go in their tents with them. He would spend the day or spend hours with them. So in this case at work, get side by side with that person. Be intentional about having a conversation in a relaxed environment. Help that person feel comfortable expressing what's happening to them. And then what you want to move towards is understanding their intrinsic motivation. If a person is not performing at their best and says they feel unsupported, let's start to understand, why are they here? What is it they want from their work life? What does that person want from their day-to-day? What does success and solid performance look like to them? And then once you get that information, you can start to see, what's the delta? This is my expectation. This is their expectation. Are we aligned, or is there a delta in what you want from your work life and what I need from you while you're here at work as your formal team leader? Now you can have a conversation about that gap and how to fill that gap. And when you have that conversation, after you understand what is it they want from work, ask, is there anything else going on? What does unsupported look like to you? What does feeling supported look like to you? Is there anything on the outside that you're carrying into work? Is there anything that's happening where you're not performing at your best that I can help you with, or I can offer employee assistance with, right? So this goes back to knowing your people, understanding your people, having avenues where they feel comfortable talking to you, bringing issues up, so that you can help them move forward and align their performance with your support, with the expectation of what needs to get done. When it comes time to have the conversation and give feedback about that performance, I highly advise that you use a framework. Frameworks help organize your thoughts. Frameworks help stick on message. Frameworks help you have a complete conversation. One of these is the DESC method, DESC. You're going to describe the behavior that you've seen, describe the observations that you've made. You're going to express to them why it's imperative that something changes, whether that may be, or whether something needs to sustain itself. You're going to then specify what right looks like, and then you're going to give them the consequences, both positive and negative. Hey, if you're able to change this, then the team's going to be performing better. You're going to feel better about yourself. Right? Or if you're unable to change this, then this may lead to another conversation about X, Y, and Z. So describe, express, specify, and consequences, positive and negative. Line that out before you have the conversation. Put the framework on the vertical, line out the talking points you want across, and make sure you stick to your script. It's better to have a full and complete conversation than it is to go in unprepared and have that conversation go into left or right field, and then you don't get accomplished what you need to get accomplished. So you look back and you say, side by side with the person, intrinsic motivation, what drives them for the long term, what do they want from their work life, are we aligned, what else is going on, and then give that feedback in a framework manner that you can have a complete conversation with. Rami, I hope that helped answer your question. It's not easy being a new leader. It's not easy dealing with underperformers. It's not easy dealing with people, but leadership is a people business. That's what we're here to do. That's what I'm here to help you with as your personal leadership coach on this platform. So there you have it. That is our Ask Me Anything episode, again, for Leadership Decoded. I want to thank you for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you like today's episode, save it, share it with a friend across all of our social media channels. Send it out to your fellow leaders. If you have a moment, I'd ask you, take time to leave us a review, give us a comment, drop us a rating, send in your leadership questions. This podcast is intended to help you and serve you on your leadership journey. So we want to hear from you. Give us your questions. I'll put it in an Ask Me Anything format, and we'll give you the answers. Now, if you're a organization, whether you're small or mid-size and you're growing and you are looking to develop a positive, constructive team atmosphere, and you're looking to develop positive and constructive leadership and leader behaviors, I want to work with you. I provide team and leadership development workshops that are hands-on, creativity-infused, highly engaging across a plethora of research-backed approaches that will lead to high-performing teams. Team cohesion, team collaboration, communication, presence, curiosity, you name it, we have a workshop that will help you meet your needs and achieve the environment that you want. So I ask you, please connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, or you can email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.